This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't think that's going to happen. You have a Washington Post ABC News poll where they took out 8% of the vote because they didn't like the way it voted. Look, I've been around long enough. I remember when the Detroit Liberal newspaper on the Sunday before the election said John Engler would lose by 14 points. He won the governorship that year. Mm-hmm. I don't take polls as seriously as people who've never run for office.
But your candidate, your candidate loves them and has touted them from the beginning. And he's been behind in virtually every one out of the last 40 polls that we've seen over the past month. That's the reality.
Look, if you want to assume the election's over, skip the next 2 weeks and we can talk about the future.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you whether you believe your candidate's behind based on these numbers and what it says about the down ballot races.
I believe the odds are at least 1 in 3 and maybe better than that. That the difference in intensity and the difference in determination and the degree to which Hillary Clinton is clearly the most corrupt, dishonest person ever nominated by a party all mean that the odds are pretty good she's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually believe that. This is not just because I'm for Donald Trump. I actually believe the American people
are sickened by this. So she, let's assume she is corrupt, right? She was as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked. But then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton. That was Trump on camera talking about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you
that's
can't
your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking a position on
that. You could not defend that statement.
I'm
sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Donald Trump has no idea whether
it's true or not. What we know is that
neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it, unlike
you. Yes, you are. When you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I think
I said
it's very unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said is...
Let
me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000 saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
When you
want to
go back through the tapes of your show recently, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
Me?
Now that's
really
what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like
and
to know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and in large part believe that they are a real issue. And
do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly File have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you the
polls. I just want to hear you use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred by the Arkansas bar. $850,000 penalty.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly File have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that
he'll
the American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you along with us. As, we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us 24-7. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. David Horowitz with us right now, best-selling author of numerous books, including Unholy Alliance, The Party of Defeat, Take No Prisoners, The Battle Plan for Defeating the Left. David is a co-founder, chairman of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which is dedicated to the defense of free societies whose moral, cultural, and economic foundations are under attack by enemies both secular and religious, home and abroad. Imagine that. That's exactly what's going on. And David is so popular that everybody's trying to get a hold of him all at the same time. David Horowitz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. I know you've been busier than all get out with everything going on. And congratulations on the book, The Black Book of the American Left, Volume 7, The Left in Power, Clinton to Obama. The baton is ready to be passed on, isn't it?
That's a good question. It certainly should be passed on. Or passed away from the Democrats who have run this country into the sewer.
Well, as your book cited, David, I mean, this has been in the works for, you know, quite a while, going back to the 70s. A little bit of a curveball came along when Barack Obama stepped in, but the foundation was laid by Bill and Hillary, you know, back in the 70s. So they've had this, you know, this machinery, as some would call it, the Clinton machine, in play for a number of years, almost as long as she's been around.
Yeah. It's been, look, we've been losing these wars for our country for 30 or 40 years. My book is called The Left in Power, from Clinton, Bill Clinton, to Obama, maybe again to Clinton. But it goes back, you know, further than that. It goes back to the McGovern campaign of 72, where the left began to take over the Democratic Party, and now runs the Democratic Party. It has to remember that John F. Kennedy was a Democrat, a liberal icon, president for the younger people listening in 1960. He was a militant anti-communist, which would mean he would have been a militant anti-radical Islamic terrorist. He was a hawk on defense, the largest military buildup in peacetime history. He was for a capital gains tax cut and a balanced budget. If John F. Kennedy were alive today, he would be called an arch right-wing conservative Republican. That's how far left the Democratic Party has shifted.
Now, that's what we've been saying, David, that this is not your father's Democratic Party, and many in the party have been waking up ever so surely, but they have been waking up and saying, what happened to the Democratic Party?
Well, read my book.
Yeah.
That'll tell you a lot about what's happened to the Democratic Party. The fact is that they threaten this country on many, many levels. They don't really want to fight the war against radical Islam. They see, I think a normal person would see Islam as problematic. It's had a 1,400-year history of wars against infidels. It was responsible for the modern genocide in Armenia, where they slaughtered 1 million people. It's promised a genocide against the Jews to exterminate the Jews. It chanced death to America while the Obama administration gives it nuclear weapons. Unbelievable what's happened. And it's restructured America. So we're no longer a nation of individuals with equal rights as individuals. We have privileged races, privileged genders, privileged ethnicities. This is all the work of the Democratic Party, and it's going to continue if Trump isn't elected.
Well, exactly. I mean, is this, many have said, David, that this is straight out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, who Hillary Clinton pretty much set her worldview on as she was mentored by him. And then, of course, you've got Barack Obama being mentored in somewhat a similar sort of way that somehow...
He was actually trained in the Alinsky Institute. Mm-hmm. He wrote a thesis on him. There's a whole chapter in my book, The Left in Power, about Alinsky. Alinsky was a communist, not a card-carrying one, but a communist nonetheless, who thought America was worth burning. He said so in so many words.
Mm-hmm.
But he thought that the 60s left didn't know how to do it, because the 60s left actually said, we want to burn your town if we want a revolution,
right,
and we want it now. He said, you should join the Democratic Party and not give away your agenda. So when Hillary says in private that she's for open borders, but in public something else, you know she's for open borders.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the idea. You conceal your radical agenda, and you pretend you're part of this wonderful American system of compromise and not doing things in a radical way. But that's who you actually are.
But look how far off we are, David. I mean, the evidence is clear, I believe, in terms of how far off the mark we are. I mean, compared to what our founding fathers intended for us, the trajectory that we're on. I mean, this isn't like something that just happened yesterday. As you say, this started back in the 70s. They've moved their agenda consistently, progressively to this point. And if anything, I mean, this is what this 2016 election has done. It really has exposed the underbelly of these radical Democrats. Now, is America ready for the truth or not?
Exactly right. You are exactly right. It's glanced the boil, and you can see the buck. The most important thing that Trump has said in this campaign was the second debate, when he looked into the cameras and said, Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart. And what he was referring to was a basket of deplorables in which he consigned half, actually, they think it's all of his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
But then she identified who the deplorables are, right?
Right.
The supporters of Trump, whom he's raised to high level. Racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, xenophobes. Now, there isn't a conservative listening to this broadcast who's been in an argument, political, or a conversation with a so-called liberal or Democrat who hasn't been called a racist, a sexist, Islamophobe. That whole party hates people who disagree with it.
Yeah.
And that's why you have this threat. It's not just that they're Democrats, it's that they totally disrespect the principles of journalism, everything they've sworn, their oaths of office. No different from Comey, but they didn't get a bribe.
Exactly. Well, David, we got to go to break. Stay with us right here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz. More from David right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move,
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you along with us. Our conversation with New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz continues. His brand new book, The Black Book of the American Left. This is Volume 7, The Left in Power, Clinton to Obama. You know, David, when you talk about how much progressives hate, you know, that is such a harsh word, but I don't know how to say it any different. I mean, their disdain for America, for the exceptionalism that we've attained, you know, through our hard work and hard efforts. I mean, Hillary Clinton talks about her father, about all the hard work that he dedicated. But for some reason, that may be part of the public narrative that she offers, but not the private narrative.
Because I got to say that if her father was dealing with today's regulations in business, he'd probably want to have a conversation or two with his daughter. What do you think?
I absolutely think you're right. But when I was thinking, her contempt knows no bounds for the American people.
Mm-hmm.
In the third debate, she disclosed a top secret about our nuclear launches, the launch type for our mm-hmm. nuclear weapons. That's treason.
Yes.
Now, but of course, everybody ignores it because it's just unbelievable. We have no criminal justice. We have no justice system. The Department of Justice is in the pocket of the Clinton Foundation, as is the FBI being part of the
right.
DOJ.
And James Comey exposed on that one too, David.
Crazy.
I mean, he was on he's on the take, right?
Absolutely. What the head of the FBI investigation, his deputy, got a $500,000 contribution from Terry McAuliffe, the Clinton's bag man, for his wife's campaign. I mean, come on. This is, and I love how people think they're progressive.
Yeah.
I mean, Al Capone never came close to this kind of grip on government, bribing legislators or anything. I mean, it's just unreal. And the thing that disturbs me most is this phenomenon of Black Lives Matter. This is a racist organization that's caused the deaths of over 100 black people and incited the murder of white police officers. Well, not just white, black police mm-hmm. officers. Hispanic police officers, totally embraced by the Democratic National Committee, and 43% of Democrats, $100 million from Democrat donors like George Soros to fund their activities. And of course, this isn't just an isolated organization. This is what's happening on our campuses.
Exactly.
I just saw this, Spaces of Color, segregated housing, segregated association, segregated graduation. It's anti-white racism. It's just rampant in this country, and it's coming out of the Democratic Party left.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is all part of Saul Alinsky's playbook, in terms of raising this class warfare, and they are not
warfare,
letting it go.
Yeah. And race warfare, absolutely right.
Right.
The last chapter of this book, The Left in Power, that I just published, is called Anti-White Racism. I hate that I cannot speak its name, but that's what it's about. And it's also anti-black race. I mean, it's racism. The inner cities are all controlled 100% by Democrats and have been for 50 to 100 years. Everything that's wrong in the inner cities of America, Democrats are responsible for. The schools that destroy the lives of young black and Hispanic and also poor white children. It's all in the hands of the Democrats and Republicans. Until Donald Trump, Republicans have been too, whatever it is, polite, too scared, too intimidated to say anything about mm-hmm. this.
Well,
that's the big problem. That's why Trump is the candidate. It's because the people, the conservatives, Republicans, voted and elected majorities in the House and the Senate. The majority in the House is the biggest it's been in 100 years. And that House majority voted to fund all this Obama crap, all the programs that they claim, they mm-hmm. vote to repeal them, but then they fund them.
Yeah, and the reason they got the House was because of what the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, did in the first years of the Obama administration. They took over our government, and the people said, no, it ain't going to happen. So they put Republicans in charge, and look what's happened. It seems like the Republicans are more interested, David, in being accepted at the D.C. Beltway cocktail parties than they are serving their constituency.
And it's part of the corruption stream.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Eric Cantor is, what is he? He's the most well-paid board member now in corporate America, something like that. He's making $17 million a year or something. That's the the corruption is unbelievable. I mean, we all knew about it, but I don't think anybody realized it.
Well, when you consider that we have over 340 multimillionaires in Congress, what does that tell you? And they didn't come in that way, but they're that way now. And, how are they going to earn that money on $180,000 a year? They become multimillionaires?
Yeah, not that. They're all on the take. So, I mean, Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air. I wish he were more disciplined.
You and me both. Yes, I agree.
What he stands for and what he said is an incredible public service, what he's done. The Republican Party will never be the same. This country will never be the same, whether he wins or loses. I hope to God he wins because Hillary is responsible for turning Libya into a terrorist stronghold. She supports this deal where they gave the Hitlerite regime in Tehran nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, made them the power in the Middle East. It's truly frightening. Mm-hmm. The United States used to be the power in the Middle East. Now it's Russia and Iran, and that's
China's moving in too. They're sensing the blood in the water there too. You know, so
and it's because Republicans have been saying this and shouting it. You know, I mean, you listen to Paul Ryan, and you would never know this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been for years. You can't make up. In one election campaign, what you haven't done for years.
Exactly.
When Obama and Hillary and Kerry sold us out in Iraq, they didn't leave. You know, we had a giant military base. Our entire military establishment was saying keep 20,000 troops there, which would have shut down ISIS and saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Obama and Hillary just pulled the plug. And betrayed every American and every Iraqi who gave their lives to keep Iraq out of the clutches of Iran. And not one Republican accused them of betraying our troops.
Exactly.
Our sacrifices. Not one.
And don't even talk about Benghazi, what happened there.
Yes. Well, that, you know, brings up another thing, which is the way the Democrats they behave like communists. They march in lockstep.
Mm.
Here, you know, you have this video of Trump talking privately to Billy Bush. You know, two males making boorish boasts.
Right.
Nobody knows if they were even true or not. From 11 years ago.
Right.
And everybody pretends to be horrified, including Howard Stern's show. I can't believe it. They're the pioneers in, you know, introducing crudity into them.
Well, not to mention who Michelle and Barack Obama entertain at the White House, the musicians that they entertain. You tell me about their language on their CDs.
Their language, and I mean, Jay-Z went to jail for knifing a record producer.
Yeah, well, David, we're coming to the end of this. We got to wrap this up,
well,
and I want to.
One Democrat defected. There's
right.
Not one Democrat who said lying about Benghazi, lying over the coffins of the dead, betraying our secrets to the Russians and the
right.
Chinese and
exactly.
The Iranians with your emails. Not one said it's a bridge too far. I can't.
Without a doubt. Well, David Horowitz, the conversation will continue as always. Thank you so much for being with us. David Horowitz, a New York Times bestselling author on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, it's a pleasure to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. And you got all the information there on how you can connect with over 280 markets, 280 affiliates that we have available to you, also around the world via shortwave as well. And according to a Pew Research Center, approximately 10,000 baby boomers are going to turn 65 every single day for the next 15 years. Is that incredible? Happy birthday to them, by the way, in advance. It's never been a more important time for seniors to know and understand their health care benefits. Now, the Medicare open enrollment period runs from October the 15th through December the 7th. Now, when seniors will have the opportunity to review and make important changes to their Medicare plans, seniors should be encouraged to review their existing policies for any modifications in cost coverage and benefits during open enrollment. They should also be aware of improved health care opportunities under new Medicare reforms, including a new focus on providing coordinated care, an outcome-based form of health care in which a team of providers, including nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and specialists, work alongside primary care providers to promote preventative high-quality care. Okay, so that's a lot of information, but here to help us understand is Dr. Deidre Marshall. Dr. Marshall, thank you so much for being here with us on Bill Martinez Live to talk about open enrollment and the opportunities that are available for seniors for this coming year.
Thank you for having me, Bill, and thank you so much for covering this very important topic.
Well, when you consider, like you say, all the seniors, I mean, that's an amazing number. I mean, it's a lot of birthdays going around here, you know, every day for, you know, for every year. Well, you know, and congratulations to all these baby boomers that are now turning 65 and are eligible, right?
Right. Happy birthday to our seniors.
Yeah, exactly. So explain to everybody, Medicare open enrollment. This is going to be a new phrase for people turning 65. They may have heard it a little bit. Some maybe have done already their research, but you've got a great amount of information to help help us out tremendously. So let's start off first. Medicare open enrollment, what is it?
Yes, the Medicare open enrollment is that period of time that spans for the 7 weeks from October the 15th through December 7th, where seniors can really play a vital role in being advocates for their own health care. And so during this period of time, we encourage senior patients to look at their existing plans, if they're currently in a plan, and really compare across the different plans to determine which plan is going to best meet their needs.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying, let me make sure I understand this correctly, so even if you're already enrolled in Medicare, it's also good for you to take a look at it as well?
Yes, so even if you're already enrolled in Medicare, because our health needs change from year to year, and Medicare coverages change from year to year. So it's still important during this time to visit your physician and to review your unique health care needs and to determine if you're still in the correct plan, and if not, to get you in a plan that's going to best meet your unique health needs.
Well, I guess that's one of the reasons why seniors should be so concerned about this open enrollment period, because this is the time, if you can make any changes, this is the time when you can make the changes, right?
Yes, absolutely. Open enrollment is that period of time where, again, we as physicians have a responsibility to get the facts to our patients about the different Medicare plans and to really assist them with advocating for their care, getting the care that best meets their needs, that covers the things that are unique to them and that they need to have covered, and really that impacts their health care in the most positive way possible.
Well, Dr. Marshall, we know that you're constantly looking at Medicare and the options. What are some of the new options that people, you know, might need to be aware of?
So, Bill, there aren't very many new options with the Medicare plans for 2017. But even when things don't change drastically, what we do recommend at Healthcare Partners, which is a DaVita medical group, is that you still visit your doctor, make sure that you are looking at your needs. Again, your needs may change from year to year, and so if this year you require a different prescription drug that maybe you didn't require last year, it's important to review and make sure that your existing plan is going to continue to cover that medication.
Exactly.
I also make sure that patients ask about coverage of their physicians, because you'll hear most patients say, I love my doctor, I want to keep the same doctor. And so you really need to make sure that your plan is going to allow you to continue to see the same physician if that's what you choose to do.
Well, you know, I think, and I would highly recommend to seniors, even before they go and see the doctors, think about, what questions they should ask, right? Because sometimes, you know, you get there and you're waiting a little bit, in the doctor's office, and then your time is to come in, and your mind goes blank, and you kind of forget some of these things. So I highly recommend that people think about this before, do a little bit of planning, and write their questions down, don't you think?
Absolutely. I always encourage my patients to write questions down before they get to the office, especially my senior patients, and bring someone with you if that helps you as well. And some of the most important questions are going to be related to coverages of your prescription medications, keeping the same doctors who are currently treating you if that's what you choose to do, co-payment costs, are they going to increase? Are you going to now have a co-payment where you didn't previously have a co-payment for your doctor visit? What are the premiums? What are the deductibles for the health plans? All of these are very, very important questions for our seniors to be thinking about and discussing with their physicians when they see them.
Well, I'll tell you, you got some great information here, and in terms of encouragement for these seniors who are all turning 65, the open enrollment period is coming, and that is going to take place here. Remind everybody the 7th of December, right?
Open enrollment is from October the 15th through December 7th this year. That is correct. And Medicare.gov is also a great resource that can give you information to some of the most frequently asked questions and give you access to those who can help you to answer those questions about your health care.
Well, that's a great resource, because sometimes, you know, you're not even sure what questions to ask, but if you go to Medicare.gov, that'll trigger your mind into thinking about some of these questions. And I also like the idea, you know, that you suggested, Dr. Marshall, in terms of bringing somebody with you, because we forget about these things. You know, we may have complained about them during the year, and our loved one, our spouse knows clearly what those complaints are, but, you know, we get in the doctor's office, we don't say anything, right?
That's absolutely right, Bill. So write things down. Bring an advocate with you to your doctor appointment. At Healthcare Partners, which is a DaVita medical group, when we see our patients, we love to coordinate care with family members and just be sure that we're all on the same page and that everybody is aware that your health is the most important thing during this open enrollment process. And so we really want to be able to meet the needs of your unique condition. And in order to do that, we almost sometimes have to bring people along with us to convey those unique things that we don't see in the office.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you. Medicare open enrollment is now underway. It continues through December the 7th, and we want you to get the most out of your Medicare coverage. And Dr. Deidre Marshall has been with us to remind us and encourage us to look at look at the benefit, do some planning before we go see a doctor, have our questions to the ready, and if you need some more information, remind everybody, Dr. Marshall, where they can go for more information.
Medicare.gov offers a wonderful site to answer some of these frequently asked questions, Bill.
Well, Dr. Deidre Marshall is a board certified in family medicine, earned her medical degree from the University of California Irvine School of Medicine, completed her internship and residency at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. See, this is all my hometown. This is real convenient to talk about it, and I get homesick now because I'm on the East these days. So I miss the West, but you're getting more water soon, I guess, huh?
We are. We're hoping to get more water soon.
Well, that's great. I know somebody was telling me the other day that everybody in California was freaking out because it started to rain a little bit, you know.
It rained just enough to tease us, and then no more rain since, and 90 degrees yesterday. So.
We'll continue to pray for more water for California. Dr. Deidre Marshall, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
Thank you for having me, Bill, and thank you so much for covering this very important topic. Have a wonderful afternoon.
And you as well. Take care.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey, we're back with America. It's always great to have you along for the ride. It's been an e-coupon kind of ride, if you remember those days. Because that's just the way it rolls here in America 2016. James Hurston is with us. He knows about e-coupon rides. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. How you doing, James?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Well, I'll tell you, you know, these days, a lot of reference to George Orwell's 1984. Is it any wonder that we're kind of in suspended animation, turning the pages of the book and going, gosh, this sounds like America?
No, it really is. Well, Orwell was such a genius, and his allegory explains a lot about what's happening. You know, it really comes down to controlling thought. If you remember, in 1984, they had an entity that enforced people's thinking called the Thought Police.
Yes, exactly.
When the main character was arrested by the Thought Police, he was taken to the Ministry of Love that was named opposite of what it was, where he was reprogrammed. And when it was successful, he was able, by the way, while he was being reprogrammed, in the 1984 version of 1984, which was Richard Burton's last film, Richard Burton played a character named O'Brien, party member, high-ranking guy. And he taught him about doublethink. And doublethink in 1984 in the novel was the ability to hold two contradictory thoughts in your mind at the same time. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing that we actually see happening in our world. By the way, when the main character, his name was Winston Smith, was successfully reprogrammed, he accepted the idea that 2 + 2 = 5, which showed that he had separated himself completely from rational truth.
Exactly.
And that's what Americans are being asked to do and have been. In recent times, and you know, we're told media polls that oversample are reliable, and polls that are not media companies, we should ignore. And we're told that the Clinton Foundation gave 90% to charity when they actually gave 6% to charity.
Right.
We're told that the Islamic State is not Islamic. We're told that a ransom, meaning $1.6 billion in foreign currency given at midnight, is not a ransom. We're told that an illicit executive order is a dream act. You know, and it goes on and on. You can,
yeah.
If you like your doctor,
you can keep your doctor. Yes, all
so
in
the
there.
The idea
yes.
is that we're accepting, or we're asked to accept, that 2 + 2 = 5. We're asked to accept the Democratic Party ideology, or really the establishment ideology mm-hmm. rather than rational truth. And we're moving very rapidly towards this kind of totalitarianism. One of the things in 1984 was Newspeak, was the restriction of language,
mm-hmm.
where speaking of truth was suppressed.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we have that on college campuses. We have it in the public square. We have, and that's demonstrated. And that's why there's been a realignment in the United States. You know, on one side we have the government, institutional, the media, the civic elites, and the other side of the people. And we see, I mean, we're being told that open borders are not going to cause problems for our national security.
Right. Open borders have existed has caused problems for the host country time and again.
Right. And Donald Trump referred to this, you know, when he went to Gettysburg, talked about this contract with the American voter, the 100-day action.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the media being corrupt. And one of the phrases he used, he said, the media is trying to poison the mind of the American voter.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, the poison mind is the goal of totalitarian mind control that Orwell warned about. And he said, you know, if a lie is accepted, which the party imposes on the people, then the lie becomes truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing, essentially lies repeated by the mainstream media as if it's truth.
Exactly. Well, of course, here Orwell originally wrote the book, not in 1984, but in 1949, on the heels of World War II, and that's exactly what happened with the German people. They bought into a lie.
Well, that's exactly right. And as you said, in 1949, where there wasn't really it had been invented, but there was no television in homes across the country, you know, it didn't exist. He had the technological brilliance and imagination to envision a telescreen that was two-way, where the leader of Oceania, mm-hmm. which was Big Brother, could
yes.
watch everyone. And we're moving in that direction as well. So I think it's just shows the brilliance of that book, and maybe we should rename it 2084.
Right, exactly.
Because it's still warning us about things that are happening and the realignment that we have, because we now have both political parties, all three branches of government, filled with corruption. We have the academia instilling young minds with lies and disinformation. The mainstream media has pledged allegiance to the Democrats and the establishment. And it's kind of, you know, it looks as though when we look out, it's the Trump against the world, Trump supporters against the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, James, you know, one thing you touched on here, and I thought you were going to bring out even more so, was Hillary's insistence that she can have a private and a public life. And what is that telling the kids of America today, that being two-faced is acceptable? I mean, it'll get you the office of the presidency.
That is really, and
that's,
it's
pretty scary stuff.
That's the definition of doublethink.
Yes.
Which in fact, Bill Clinton was kind of the architect of, because remember, Bill Clinton talked about compartmentalizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it all depends on what is.
Right.
So, you know, it's amazing. And we saw it in the debate where Hillary said that phrase of her having a private position and a public position, that really what she was channeling was Abraham Lincoln. And then, you know, the things that she comes up with for explanations of blatant prevarication are amazing. So that's when Trump talked about, you know, now she's blaming the son.
Thank you, dear. Right. Well, this is the problem.
Open borders was a reference to energy policy.
Exactly. Right. Sure. Yeah. You know, this is the deal with progressives like this is that they really indict themselves. If you just let them talk long enough and just listen to what they say, they tell you exactly what's deep down inside, and it does come out. It's an inevitable kind of thing.
Well, thanks to Julian Assange's leaks, we're able to see the hidden private positions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we find out that all of our suspicions are confirmed.
Yeah, but those are all invalid, though, James, because that information was stolen. And, that has no veritas, right?
Yeah, no. And you know, they always bring up the Russians, which Assange says that the Russians weren't involved at all, that his sources weren't the Russians, that it was actually whistleblowers within these various organizations is how he got the materials. But they don't listen to that, and the press continues to report the statements of, stolen material, and you can't pay attention to it. But you'll note that the Democrats involved, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Donna Brazile, never deny the authenticity.
Exactly.
They always say there's no evidence there, and I won't comment on whether it's true or false, meaning it's true.
Well, I got to hand it to Megyn Kelly. She really backed Donna Brazile in a corner. I mean, of course, she suggested she was being persecuted, you know, because there were, you know, Megyn Kelly was asking her, you know, some truthful questions, looking for some truthful answers, and somehow that got turned around to where she's being persecuted. That probably played with their base on the left, you know.
I think there's more to come because WikiLeaks' Twitter account mentioned that they have a surprise coming for Donna Brazile and the vice presidential running mate, Tim Kaine. So anxious to see what that is. Plus, Project Veritas came out with a new video today.
Yes.
Which linking Hillary Clinton directly to the scandal, another scandal involving the money that would go to thugs to create violence at Trump rallies. It goes on and on. And the mainstream media decides we're not going to report on this. And we're going to report on phony polls. We're going to report on anything negative we can find about Hillary's opponent.
Exactly. Yeah, they're trying to find more women somewhere. I don't know. Maybe they have a three-ring binder of their own somewhere, I guess, of just a binder full of women that they can call on.
Gloria Allred does, for sure.
Well, she's
gotten to the point where she's now bringing out porn stars to accuse Donald Trump. So it's she's really raking the bottom now. I mean, it's what James Carville used to talk about, dragging a dollar bill.
Yes, right. Exactly.
She already used up the trailer parks, is now going to, the porn industry.
Well, there it is. Well, that's a wrap for us, James. Thank you so much, as always. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the one, the only, James Herson. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or reverie.com.